And I got in touch with her and got that one.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's just an ordinary field poppy that you see out in the field, you know?
You know, I saw the other day, I was walking around kind of over behind St. Ed's with my dog,
mm-hmm.
and I saw what must have been the reddest poppies in the whole world. And I don't know if they were cultivated flowers. I mean, they were just out in the woods.
Well, now the campus, I started working in the August office there in 1925.
Uh-huh.
And we lived right off of the campus. And my son went to kindergarten school close to the campus. Well, we'd walk through the campus every morning. And he was just in kindergarten, just a little fellow. We had a big collie dog. He always escorted us to my work and then took him on to his kindergarten, and then he'd go home. And so the campus was just full of blue bonnets and red poppies.
Mm.
They just grew well. So I walked along with Grady and Jeff, that was the dog. I said, "Grady, look, here's a pink poppy." And he said, "Yes, Mother, that's cross-pollination." Well, I just knocked me off my rocker. He said, I guess they were telling them about the birds and the bees in the kindergarten.
Woo, sometimes they surprise you, don't they?
They sure do.
I wish I could get my dog trained to where he would go home if he got out, but
mm-hmm.
he runs away from me so much.
Well, has he been there in that one home a long time?
Nope. He's only about a year old, so he hadn't been anywhere very long.
Mm-hmm. Well, ordinarily, you know, they have to bid a place a good while before they...
Yeah.
I know this big collie we had, that's where they had air conditioning. We had yard furniture in the back, and my father had it all fixed up pretty with flowers and hedge. And
mm-hmm.
it just looked like Jeff would be so happy, and all the family was together, and we were all talking. You could see, he could look from one to the other. And so finally, he'd get up and then make all the garbage cans in the neighborhood, and then he'd come back.
Yeah. My dog, yesterday, I was late for an interview because the dog ran off. I took him to the park, and I've been trying to train him not to run off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been leaving him, saying bye, and
mm-hmm.
going away and waiting until he panics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's beginning to catch on that I'm going to come back. Because this time I even went so far as to get in the car and drive to the edge of the parking lot and call him, and he looked at me when I called him, and then he took off in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Bye, Grendel." And he didn't even look. And so
mm-hmm.
I took off and I waited about 5 or 10 minutes, and then I came back. And he was finishing someone's picnic lunch in the garbage can. When he got in the car, it smelled like beans and weenies or something. But I called him and he came, so I guess he mm-hmm. was through.
I guess he'd find his way home, because they can get, you know, I think it's just pitiful now. Most young people want a pet. They want a cat or a dog. And they move off and just leave them.
Oh, that's just horrible.
And you'll see them along the highway and kind of run toward a car, and they'll realize it doesn't belong to them. And then he goes back to the side of the road. And I've seen them even on the avenue go up to different cars and smell them, or... And you can tell they're lost.
Oh,
I think that's the most pitiful thing.
Oh, it is too.
And now cats usually find their way back better than dogs do,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Oh, that's just terrible. I have a feeling that someday I may be running a zoo.